Good afternoon. My name is Naomi Murney, and you're listening to the COVID Campus Chronicles on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today's episode will be the final episode in a three-part series on the student experience with isolation, conducted through interviews.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Hope you enjoy.
Alors, dis-moi que t'es resté avec elle. Tu me disais, c'est la bonne, et bordel, qu'elle est belle. On refaisait le monde sur le canapé de l'appart. Maintenant, je voudrais savoir où tu te caches sur la carte.
Alors, on s'est promis de pas se lâcher. Alors, et je crois bien qu'on s'est raté. T'as changé de numéro ou t'avais pas envie de me parler quand je t'ai appelé, hein?
Alors, est-ce que t'as fini tes études? T'avais plein de rêves, mais juste pas assez d'une. J'ai une liste de tout ce que je voudrais dire. Toi qui répondais présent quand on parlait d'avenir.
Alors, on devait faire le tour de la terre. Tu sais, moi, ma valise est encore prête. Et si jamais tu nous reviens, est-ce que je vais te reconnaître? Faut pas qu'on laisse mourir nos promesses, non.
Alors, et où tu mens? C'est fou, j'y pense. Chaque jour, je te vois partout. Ils disent que tu reviendras pas, que t'es malade, que t'es mort. J'aimerais que tu sois là, juste pour leur donner tort.
Alors, dis-moi qu'est-ce que tu deviens? C'est vrai, ça fait longtemps. Alors, dis-moi qu'est-ce que tu deviens? C'est vrai, ça fait longtemps que tu dis rien. J'ai cherché dans le quartier, mais non. J'ai fait le tour de la terre, mais non. J'ai demandé à ta mère, mais non. Pas de nouvelles. J'ai attendu tout l'été, mais non. J'ai espéré tout l'hiver, mais non. Mais comme dit le proverbe, pas de nouvelles.
Alors, t'es parti chercher ton Eldorado? Tout le monde t'adore, en skiffait à mort. T'es peut-être à Bora Bora, en maillot ou en tong. Si c'est une de tes blagues, celle-là, elle est trop longue.
Alors, comment c'est ailleurs? J'attends un SMS ou un pigeon voyageur. Y'a encore nos tags sur le banc, lisible et entier. Faut que tu vois comme la ville a changé.
Alors, tu sais que je suis un peu râleur. T'as toujours du retard, t'étais jamais à l'heure. Allô, y'a comme une latence. C'est plus que du retard là, c'est une absence.
Alors, des nouvelles, même si elles sont mauvaises. J'ai fait tous les hôpitaux, appelé tous les hôtels. Si t'en as marre, dis-le moi en face cache. Tu sais, j'ai passé l'âge de jouer à cache-cache.
Alors, faut que tu sortes de ta planque. On suffoque dans la pente, on supporte plus l'attente. J'en ai marre, il me tarde tellement le dénouement. Est-ce que ça te plaît de savoir que tu nous mens?
Alors, dis-moi qu'est-ce que tu deviens? C'est vrai, ça fait longtemps. Alors, qu'est-ce que tu deviens? C'est vrai, ça fait longtemps que tu dis rien. J'ai cherché dans le quartier, mais non. J'ai fait le tour de la terre, mais non. J'ai demandé à ta mère, mais non. Pas de nouvelles. J'ai attendu tout l'été, mais non. J'ai espéré tout l'hiver, mais non. Mais comme dit le proverbe, bonne nouvelle. Tu deviens, c'est vrai, ça fait longtemps. Alors, dis-moi qu'est-ce tu deviens? C'est vrai, ça fait longtemps, tu dis rien.
Thank you. Hey, you're listening to the Prison Radio Show on 90.3 CKUT. Well, it's the holiday season again, which can be a really tough time to be away from family, friends, and community. The PRS Collective wanted to let you know that we're thinking of you and that you're not alone. We've asked some folks to send messages to anyone spending this holiday incarcerated, detained, or in any situation which isolates them. So during the next hour, you're going to hear these messages and some classic and probably cheesy holiday music and a couple other surprises. Hope you enjoy the show. Take care.
Hi, this is Callie and Ben, and we're calling from Pensacola, Florida. We just wanted to wish you a happy holidays.
Hope you guys are finding a way to celebrate the season, and we just want you to know that people are thinking about you.
Hi, my name is Sheena, and I'm leaving a message for folks who are hearing me on the radio right now, wherever you may be. And I recently saw this joke about the Grinch that was basically like, why is everyone so judgmental about the Grinch? The Grinch just wants to stay at home with a pet and just hang out. And you know, holidays can be kind of weird, and like, the Grinch just wants to hang out with their pet. I don't know if it's like a cat or a dog or whatever, I can't really remember, but I'm just thinking about that this time of year. It's like, let's give the Grinch more credit. Sending care to everyone hearing this right now, especially if you are inside, thinking of you. Take care. Bye.
Hola, mi nombre es Angela. Te voy a leer un poema de Mary Oliver. Se llama Gansos Salvajes. No tienes que ser buena. No tienes que atravesar el desierto de rodillas arrepintiéndote. Solo tienes que dejar que ese delicado animal que es tu cuerpo ame lo que ama. Cuéntame tu desesperación y te contaré la mía. Mientras tanto, el mundo sigue. Mientras tanto, el sol y los guijarros cristalinos de la lluvia avanzan por los paisajes. Las praderas y los árboles frondosos, las montañas y los ríos. Mientras tanto, los gansos salvajes que vuelan alto en el aire azul y puro vuelven nuevamente a casa. Seas quien seas, por muy sola que te sientas, el mundo se ofrece a tu imaginación y te llama, como los gansos salvajes, chillando con excitación, anunciando una y otra vez tu lugar en la familia de las cosas. ¡Feliz Navidad!
Hi there, this is Laura speaking to you from New York City. And I am sending the warmest of holiday wishes your way. And I'd like you to know that people are thinking of you. You are really important and you are not alone. So I hope you have a really lovely holiday and take really good care of yourself.
To all my queer and trans siblings in prison, well, really to everyone there, please keep on surviving. We love and need you. Sending warm holiday greetings and wishing you ease tonight.
People stuck in jail, wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope you get some presents, pasties, have a very nice Christmas.
Our TV show.
In case you're just tuning in, this is the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're doing a special holiday episode where we've got some folks calling in to wish those that are spending the holiday season inside a peaceful and happy time. So stay tuned. Hey there, I'm reading this message that we received from someone named Patricia. They write, "To our fellow human beings, may you feel the outpouring of support and comfort during this holiday season. May it bring you some measure of hope and joy. You are not alone. Focus on better days ahead. You are in our thoughts and prayers. Sincerely, Patricia."
Hi, it's Jerry. I'm with a group called Communitas, and people know me because I regularly attend a meeting called Open Door. That's Tuesday night, downtown, across from the bay. And for the last 2 years, we haven't been meeting downtown, but we have been online every week. And we're looking forward to, in the new year, once again starting up downtown in Fulford Hall, our regular meeting room. For the last 12 months, what we've been doing is we've been writing a book called Open Door from the Inside Out. And it's a celebration of the 20th anniversary of Open Door, which is what this year is. And so we're hoping that CSC will buy a copy for the library of each of the penitentiaries in Quebec so that everybody can see the story and read about the many, many people who have contributed to this book, including guys who are incarcerated currently. And so that's really been exciting. And so please, you guys, know that we have not forgotten you. We think about you every day. We pray for you. We're looking forward to seeing you again, either on escorted codes or else when you get out, you can come down to Open Door. And I know in the meantime, you've been reading the Sou'wester that we send in every couple of months. And we'll keep that coming in. And let's just keep patient, keep courage, keep the faith, and we'll all be together at some point soon. All right. Merry Christmas and all the best in 2022.
Merry Christmas. This is Brooke and Lori, and we're going to sing you a little snippet of a Christmas song. You ready, Lori? On the
first day of Christmas, to a tea-da-ba, oh, to tea-da-ba-tea-da-ba.
Excellent. Can you say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday objects below. When what to my wandering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the house top the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, and a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave to me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
In case you're just joining us now, you're listening to the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're doing a special episode. It's obviously holiday themed, so sorry in advance about that. But we've got some people who've called in to read some stuff or send some messages to folks who are inside. So that's what you're going to be hearing mixed in with some bad holiday music. Okay.
Bonjour les filles. Ça m'a vraiment tenté quand Annie m'a parlé que c'était possible de vous envoyer un vœu pour la période des fêtes. J'étais vraiment contente de le faire. Moi, je suis intervenante chez Doris. Ça fait peu de temps, mais j'adore travailler chez Doris avec les femmes. J'en profite seulement pour vous souhaitez une bonne période des fêtes et puis une bonne année par la même occasion. Je sais que plusieurs d'entre vous sont peut-être loin de leurs proches. Moi, c'est le cas aussi parce que ma famille habite en région, donc c'est peut-être le temps de se rapprocher de nos amis les plus proches dans ce temps-là, vu que pendant la période des fêtes, pour trouver ça un peu moins difficile. Donc, je vous souhaite le meilleur, les filles, puis joyeuses fêtes encore une fois.
Hi, my name is Jake. I'm calling in from the Adirondacks in upstate New York. Just wanted to say that there is someone thinking of you this holiday season and wanted to wish you good health in this upcoming new year.
On a winter Sunday, I go to clear away the snow and green the ground below. April all an ocean away, is this the better way to spend the day? Keeping the winter at bay. What were the words I meant to say before you left? When I could see your breath leave where you were going to. Maybe I should just let it be. Maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh. How I lived a childhood in snow and all my jeans and tow stuffed in strata of glow. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of hearts. What were the words I meant to say?
Happy holidays to everyone listening. My name is Lee. I'm so grateful for the chance to speak to you today. I'd like to share with you that I know of many people who have been visiting you guys since before the pandemic restrictions. I can see that they all miss you tremendously, and they're always looking for ways to make sure you know that. There are lots of new people signing up to come spend time with you as soon as they can too. Everyone has been wishing they could come visit you, that you are happy and safe. They think and speak of you often. Anyway, since I don't celebrate any particular holiday and I don't want to leave anyone out by accident, I've written you a poem. I hope you enjoy it. Winter comes, first gently, growing harsh. Its beauty fades when another time comes, returning after the period of rest and rebirth. How softly the snow lands, like the feathers of doves, gently landing on our cheeks. And even though the ice may bite and burn, may we feel this tenderness falling upon us. The snow blankets crowning the mountains, a seemingly permanent reminder of what comes and goes. Some places so balmy, never seeing snow, while others know nothing other than its embrace. For many, love of it is distant or fleeting. Some long in its absence. The luminous snowbanks comprised of infinite dazzling crystals, these precious gifts that come and go, are never so far that we cannot touch them. A simple truth so easily missed. Snow, a gift so precious, disappears and yet remains. It is the life that is available to all, fusing with river, melting into ocean, vast shelter to all creatures of the sea. Rising up when called back to heaven, place of its conception, awaiting patiently the arrival of its kin. Upon deciding that enough brethren have gathered, a return once again to the earth. Precious water greets us in all of its forms, providing drink to trees who give us breath, life force to animals, companions on this earth. Bestowed upon farmers and workers, their crops and lives sustained by it, then brought again to us in food and drink, water transformed by patience and care. Each drop of water, a gift of love, our bodies comprised of it, totally dependent on it. Winter forever arriving as surely as it leaves, remaining eternally are the precious gifts it brings, not only as what is provided or what surrounds us, but as each one of us. Coming into existence, the miraculous result, you and I are born of the gifts of the universe coming together. The qualities of each snowflake found within us, one of infinite virtues that form our very structure. May we, whenever gripped by the cold, keep in mind that we ourselves are wonder and love, and recognize this as within ourselves, within others, as it is within the snow. Take notice of it wherever we can, and in its absence, let us provide each other with tenderness, as though we are the feathers of doves landing on each other's cheek.
I'm going to read a poem. It's called The World by Jennifer Chang. One winter, I lived north, alone and effortless, dreaming myself into the past. Perhaps, I thought, words could replenish privacy. Outside, a red bicycle froze into form, made the world falser in its white austerity. So much happens after harvest. The moon performing novelty, slaughter, snow. 1 hour, the same as the next. I held my hands or held the snow. I was like sculpture, forgetting or perhaps remembering everything. Red wings in the snow, red thoughts ablaze in the war I was having with myself again. Everything I hate about the world, I hate about myself. Even now, writing as if this were a law of nature. Say there were deer fleet in the snow, walking out the cold, and more ginkgos bare in the beggar's grove. Say I was not the only one who saw or heard the trees, their difference greater than my noise. Perhaps the future is a tiny flame I'll nick from a candle. First I'm burning, then numb. Why must every winter grow colder and more sure?
Hey, this is Jim. I'd like to wish all you guys a good Christmas back there. And it is much brighter on the other side. Take it easy, guys.
This is Annie. I wanted to give a shout out to all the folks spending the holidays inside. For whatever reason, I was thinking about one of the best holiday parties I ever went to, and it was with some folks inside. We had a cake. It was mostly frosting. And I hope that you all are able to celebrate in some way with each other. I hope you eat cakes that are full of mostly frosting, and maybe you're going to get some holiday cards or be in touch with those on the outside if that's like possible for you. And know that we're thinking of you. I'm thinking of you. And I wish you a peaceful season. Okay, bye. Listening to the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. We have a special holiday episode today. We've got some folks who've called in to wish everybody a happy holiday season, and we're playing some cheesy Christmas music. So stick around with us for the next little while.
White Eyes by Mary Oliver. In winter, all is singing in the tops of the trees, where the wind bird with its white eyes shoves and pushes among the branches. Like any of us, he wants to go to sleep, but he's restless. He has an idea, and slowly it unfolds from under his beating wings, as long as he stays awake. But his big, round music, after all, is too breathy to last. So it's over. In the pine crown he makes his nest. He's done all that he can. I don't know the name of this bird. I only imagine his glittering beak tucked in a white wing, while the clouds, which he has summoned from the north, which he has taught to be mild and silent, thicken, and begin to fall into the world below, like stars, or the feathers of some unimaginable bird that loves us, that is asleep now and silent, that has turned itself into snow. I hope, if you're hearing my voice, that
You can find some ways to teach your clouds to be mild and silent, and that you can get some rest.
So we have a message from someone named John. They wrote, "My name is John. I am a member of Communitas and volunteer for the Bible studies. I want to wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the guys in prison."
Okay, this is Mr. Ray calling from RDP, having just got back from court today, and I wrote this while I was in the bullpen there. It's called, "I'm Dreaming of a White Bison." The white bison is the Lakota symbol of peace and good fortune. This is the image which I would like to project to my brothers and sisters who are incarcerated, as I am, and beyond us, even to them, the guards, our fellow human beings who keep us. Maybe we together can make progress in enacting mutual human dignity. I'm writing this within the Palace of Justice with a pencil, graciously allowed me by a guard, in which I'm certain to return to her every time. This morning, I had to contact my lawyer, but my bullpen had no phone. A faceless, nameless inmate across the hall volunteered, and he called for me from his cell, relaying messages. So may the white bison roam these concrete corridors.
My name is Lucas Oliveira Rodriguez. I wanted to call everyone out there in the world that's doing some hard time in provincial jails. I totally understand you all. I know it's hard on you guys and everything, but keep up the spirit. Keep up the good spirit, and I hope you all a very happy and merry Christmas and a happy New Year to everyone out there that's doing hard time. I wanted to also say a couple of words to my family, to my mother and my grandmother and my brothers. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you guys for the support that you guys do for me every single day. And I appreciate all the support that I ever get from everyone around and my family and everything. So I just wanted to let everyone know to wish you guys all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. And I hope you guys keep your head up and everything, even though it's hard to do this time and everything, and this pandemic is killing us all. But we're going to stay all strong and we're going to get out of this all together.
Hi, I'm Gabby.
And I'm Siobhan.
And we're here to just say happy holidays to all the guys inside.
And a special shout out to the Termite Collective.
Yeah. We thought today what we'd do is tell you a couple of corny holiday jokes. Who doesn't love those?
Definitely not us.
Okay, so here we go.
So what do you call an elf wearing earmuffs?
Whatever the hell you want, he can't hear you.
Well, Mom, why did Santa want a divorce?
Santa? Wasn't it a snowman?
Yeah, why did the snowman want a divorce?
Because his wife was a total flake.
Why did the Grinch rob the liquor store?
He was desperate for some holiday spirit.
And how was Christmas just like any other day at the office?
Because you do a bunch of work and some fat guy in a suit gets all the credit.
Last one is what goes O-O-O?
Santa walking backwards. We want to send also a special, very, very special call out.
Yeah, a special call out to Jean. We're thinking about you and are with you in spirit.
Bye, guys. Hope you enjoy the holidays.
Bye.
Acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance. acquaintance be forgot, and days old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. Will we two have run about the braes and pulled the gowans fine? We wandered many a weary foot since old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for seas between us prayed have roared since old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. And there's a hand my trusty few, and gives a hand to thine, and we'll take a ragged weary walk for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Prison Radio Show. Our next episode is Thursday, January 13th at 5 p.m. You can call us if you want to get in touch at 514-876-3748. We can only accept calls from the island of Montreal, unfortunately, and there's not always someone available to answer the phone, so definitely leave a message and we'll give it a listen. If you're not on the island of Montreal and you want to get in touch, you can always email us at prison@ckut.ca, or even better, you can send us letters at PRS, courtesy of CKUT 90.3 FM, 3647 University Street, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, H3A2B3. We love hearing from you and are always open to suggestions, including song requests, so get in touch. And as we've said throughout the show, we're wishing you a chill holiday season and a good start to 2022. Take care. See you in the new year.
You're a mean one. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
greasy black peel. Your bow. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile.
Mr. Grinch, you're a flower. Friends, you don't have none.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a monster. Your heart's an empty hole.
Smiles,
homie, I turn up, frown. Autumn decoration, I town, down. You can ask Max, I don't play around. Ayo. Who is this mean fellow with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow? Which is so mad for Halloween. Come around and we ain't knocking at your door, man.
Mr. Grinch, you're a bad man.
This mean fella with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow. What you so mad for? Halloween come around and we ain't knocking at your door.
If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. River and the mountains tall, the rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you were with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of something. I don't expect you to know where it's gonna go. But I believe we might be on to something. I've been
Are you age 60 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks.
Butcher T's Noontime Cuts, hitting every Friday from noon to 2, playing your wide variety of music just to make your afternoon delight just right. So stay locked to CKT 90.3 FM.